This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge. And now the state is trying to find them so it can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. But after a year of searching, the state has approved just 51 people for payments out of 310 applications. There's 1 year left to look before the $4.5 million program shuts down and the challenge remains steep. State officials have denied 103 people, closed three incomplete applications, and are processing 153 others. But they say it's difficult to verify the applications as many records have been lost or destroyed. Two groups of people are eligible for the money, those sterilized by the government during the so-called eugenics movement that peaked during the 1930s, and a smaller group who were victimized while in state prisons about a decade ago. The United States Embassy in Cuba is reopening visa and consular services Wednesday, the first time it has done so since a spat of unexplained health incidents among diplomatic staff in 2017 slashed the American presence in Havana. The embassy confirmed this week that we'll begin processing immigrant visas with a priority placed on permits to reunite Cubans with family in the U.S. and others like the Diversity Visa Lottery. The resumption comes amid the greatest migratory flight from Cuba in decades, which has placed pressure on the Biden administration to open more legal pathways to Cubans and start a dialogue with the Cuban government, despite a historically tense relationship. They are anticipated to give out at least 20,000 visas a year, though it's just a drop in a bucket of the migratory tide, which is fueled by intensifying economic and political crises on the island. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday finalized a rule change that broadens availability of abortion pills to many more pharmacies, including large chains and mail-order companies. The Biden administration partially implemented the change last year, announcing it would no longer enforce a long-standing requirement that women pick up the medicine in person. This is USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
House Republicans will open the second day of the new Congress, much like the first, with leader Kevin McCarthy trying to become House Speaker despite losing in multiple rounds of voting that threw the new GOP majority into chaos. It was the first time in 100 years that a nominee for House Speaker could not take the gavel in the first vote, but McCarthy appeared undeterred by the gravity of the moment. Instead, he vowed to fight to the finish, encouraged, he said, by former President Donald Trump to end the disarray and pull. The House is scheduled to convene Wednesday after a stalemate essentially forced all other business to a standstill. Democrats are again claiming the Senate majority, but much of the chamber's focus Tuesday was on the top Republican as Mitch McConnell became the longest-serving Senate leader in history. McConnell, 80, surpassed Montana Senator Mike Mansfield's record of 16 years as party leader when the Senate convened midday to begin the new Congress. While the Kentucky Republican had acknowledged he would prefer his own party to be taking charge, the majority is better. He says frequently he celebrated his own personal milestone with a Senate floor speech looking back at party leaders and their different styles over the decades. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest, with a tight playoff schedule and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game suspended Monday night would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you owe? If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Yes, the one and only, no baloney, James Hurston is with us. Happy New Year, James. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year. I'm hoping people will see in 2023.
Yeah, I think eyes are being opened slowly but surely. I've said to the kids often, experience defines preference. We've had a lot of experience, so now are we the people going to stand up and demand the appropriate preference?
Yeah, absolutely. The experience of being lied to on so many fronts, by the media, by leaders in our government, by medical officers that are supposed to be doctors. I do think there's a lot of people switching sides, so to speak, on the issue of skepticism on a number of fronts. And because we've talked about on your show, we live in this incredible peak era of deception. And it has a spiritual dimension because in our Christian positive faith, we believe that there's spiritual evil and that the leader of spiritual evil is the father of lies.
Exactly.
And so here we are living in this world of incredible lies, given straight-faced. I guess it's degrees of awakening, you know. We could pick any issue out of a dozen, but just for the sake of conversation.
But there's consistency regardless of the topic, is what you're saying, right?
Well, there is. No, so I'll pick the topic of the border.
Right.
And what we now see people in the media, and we see it on conservative media too, and they say, well, why is it that Biden and Harris don't go to the border? Why is it that this administration seems to take no steps to create border security and that allows tremendous human suffering, a humanitarian crisis as millions come into our country without vetting, without the legal process? And, you know, talking heads on media shake. It's like, well, how could it be? And why? Can we bring it to their attention? Well, maybe if they go to the border, somehow they'll be so shamed that they'll change their policy. And, of course, nobody can say it on the media. But, of course, that's ridiculous. They know exactly what's happening because they have created it intentionally. They want to flood this country with people illegally as part of their plan to consolidate power. It's the Democratic Party has changed tremendously. Occupying mere political office is clearly not their goal.
Right.
Their goal is a one-party country. Mm-hmm. Their goal is that...
Their goal is California. They want California.
Well, essentially,
right.
They want... Well, actually, I say their goal goes beyond California. It goes to China. But, you know, because basically their adherence to authoritarianism, to a kind of a militant atheism, pretend religiosity, destruction of the American family, clearly, destruction mm-hmm. of the innocence of children. You know, I happened to read, I didn't know this, the infrastructure bill that was signed into law at the end of the summer mm-hmm. has within it a secret provision up until now, and to many, that says that all new cars that are manufactured in America have to have a kill switch. And who will control the kill switch? The government.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things we love to do as Americans is jump in our car and maybe go for a trip, go for a drive, and also use our cars for transportation, especially where I live in California. It's the only mm-hmm. way.
Right.
Can you imagine entrusting the government with the ability to shut off permanently your car? And as we've, you know, so who in the world would vote for a provision like that? Well, no one. No one who cares about freedom, but people who don't read the legislation would.
Exactly.
And that's of course, what we now have as political leaders, as people who either don't read the legislation or are happy to have their particular pet project earmark or even corrupt piece of legislation passed. So
and where are the legislators to call this out, you know, and throw their bodies over the landmines that have been put into these pieces of legislation? The president just signed a $1.7 trillion bill over 4,000 pages. James, did you realize they voted on it before it was even completed? I mean, to talk about you got to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, here we are, deja vu one more time. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has set the stage, and forget about the midterms. Any vote that the midterm that you made for a Republican or for a conservative, agenda, you know, got annulled by another year with the passage of this $1.7 trillion monstrosity that puts into place and holds into place the Democratic and Nancy Pelosi's agenda. So, you know, nullifying, basically, you talk about suppression of the vote.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I mean, it's anti-democratic in every way, mm-hmm. and yet we have these, I rhino is much too kind a term. Mm-hmm. We have these traitorous, evil, so-called Republican senators who voted for this and implemented it, and we're still finding out what's in there. And, of course, you know, we talk about the pork, millions of dollars for a Michelle Obama trail. Was that in Georgia, I think? Mm-hmm. And then, just slush fund after slush fund, crazy environmentalist dream payoffs, in essence, to various Democrat donors, and just an abomination in every way. Most of all, though, as you described, because it took away the most powerful aspect of the Republicans taking over the House, that is their power of the purse. It took it away for a year, and God knows if it won't be taken away for another year, because this pattern has been going on, and it's justified with supposedly some sort of fear about a government shutdown,
mm-hmm.
Which is not, I don't buy that anymore, because that's why I called these senators who voted for those traitors. They're part of the problem.
Exactly.
They're in on the take. Mm-hmm. And it's similar to pick another issue, the tremendous, I think it's up to 110 billion dollars in American tax money that's been sent to Ukraine.
Right.
Corrupt dictatorship, supposedly, ostensibly.
And how much of that came back in the Democrat coffers for this last midterm election? Just a thought here for just a moment. I'm going to let you think about that. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
We're back
with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. There are a lot of discussion, James, about this money that went to Ukraine and how it boomeranged back into the coffers of these Democratic candidates for the midterm election. How else could they have afforded to spend, you know, 10, 15 times more than Republicans, but of the shenanigans that they were able to pull once again by, you know, basically hijacking the people's money to go serve Ukraine. But Ukraine is so corrupt, and they've been known for money laundering. I don't know why, you know, we just think everything's just hunky-dory.
Well, we saw the tip of the iceberg where we saw the children of powerful officials being given fake jobs and fake board memberships and being given millions of dollars from just one corrupt Ukrainian energy company.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, we can well imagine the funneling of funds, just one simple one that a former president warned us about when he used the term military-industrial complex, is the fact that all of the defense companies are benefiting from the endless war that has been set up in Ukraine. And I say, you know, defense contractors, essentially, their stock is up while the rest of the market goes down.
Right.
And they're known for spreading their money among both parties, but they typically will give their money to those in power, which mm-hmm. is why the Democrat Party wants to remain in power and will destroy the country to stay in power. They will destroy the country in terms of its borders. They will destroy the country in terms of election integrity. As they mouth the terms, our democracy.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're
destroying
our republic.
Yeah.
Which, as Benjamin Franklin said, if you can keep it, and right mm-hmm. now we're not doing a good job of keeping it, but it's, you know, so there's another, I mean, we just go on and on. We can just pick issue after issue. Mm-hmm. There are people switching sides on the looking back on the COVID lockdowns and the masks and the mandates. They're switching sides because the data's come in.
Exactly.
It shows lies.
And the thing is, it can't be a Republican or Democratic. You've got to get it out of the political morass of it all, because it's confusing everything. I mean, this is just common sense. I mean, what is the truth? That's what we talked about before, James. I mean, it comes down to this. And, you know, and here we've got somebody like Elon Musk who is trying to bring truth back into the public square. And he's paying a big price, I mean, including the, threats upon his own life.
Oh, he is, no doubt. He has acknowledged that, which was why I was so concerned about so-called journalist revealing his location in real time mm-hmm. so that people could harass him and injure him and he and his family. He's not just been threatened, you know, by individuals, but he's being investigated by various governmental groups, including international ones like the EU. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have people in Congress calling for, you know, targeting Twitter now, because Twitter is the one place, thanks to Elon, where you can actually get something counter to the predominant narratives. Predominant narratives turning out, mm-hmm. For the most part, being false.
Exactly.
You know, it's and now we know that legitimate therapies to the virus, which was not as bad as they were portraying it as, those legitimate therapies were suppressed or made illegal, and instead people were forced to have therapies that hurt them and in many cases killed them.
Exactly.
It's a monstrous situation, and also Elon's releasing files that set the record straight on this Dr. Fauci, who we never heard of prior to the end of 2019, early 2020. We never really even heard of the guy. And then we find out he's the highest paid, longest running bureaucrat in American history.
Amazing, man.
And he has a terrible record of colluding with pharmaceutical conglomerates, apparently for his own benefit.
Well, what about a record of what we paid him for? I mean, this guy has not been a winner at any turn. Where has he won? What has he done to deserve, you know, these kind of accolades? Going back to when he first entered into the public square and into the infectious disease and the CDC and the National Institute of Health, going back to AIDS, what did he do there?
Yeah, I mean, he has no record of success, is I think what
exactly.
You're saying there.
Mm-hmm.
No, not as a healthcare practitioner. He has no record of success, and the guy who appears to be the most influential person in the world when it comes to our healthcare is not even a doctor. It's
right.
Bill Gates.
Yes.
Seems to be omnipresent. Every mm-hmm. time there's some sort of outbreak anywhere, all of a sudden they're interviewing Bill Gates like he's a medical expert.
Right.
And Bill Gates mm-hmm. There's all kinds of quotations of Bill Gates as someone who wants to see human beings reduced on the planet. He wants mm-hmm. to see the destruction of human beings. He seems to be doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, going back to what you were talking about regarding, you know, COVID and the suppression of information, there, you know, here you are in California, and the new law is in place in California that's going to hold doctors' feet to the fire, that suddenly the medical board has less standing. It's now going to be a bureaucracy that determines, you know, what a doctor, you know, can say about anything that has to do with your health, and also the protocol, because you've got doctors who did not follow the faux science of the government and decided, I mean, how dare them to treat COVID patients early with natural supplementation and kept thousands of people out of the hospital, kept them from, dying in one particular case down in Imperial Valley. Was over 10,000 patients were administered to with natural supplementation and common sense prescriptions, not including remdesivir and all those death sentence pharmaceuticals. And they
right.
kept them out of the hospitals, off of respirators, and now they're being interrogated, by this board, by this governing board, and with the threat of their license now in jeopardy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's very much like the late Vladimir Zelenko, this beautiful Orthodox Jewish physician who had a built-in laboratory because he treated 6,000 people, mostly elderly Orthodox Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And he by trial and error, he discovered a protocol that he wanted to share with the world. And like any of these physicians, he was attacked mercilessly, made a pariah, and sued and attempted, basically, this law in California is just codifying what's been happening using other pretexts. For example, Dr. Peter McCullough had his specialty mm-hmm. pulled
right.
by the organization that awards those specialties. Dr. Simone Gold ended up in prison.
Yeah.
They used the January 6th.
We got to leave it there. To be continued. James Herson, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Happy New Year, my friend. Take care.
Hey, Happy New Year. We'll turn away from the evil and towards the good, because, the solution lies in getting right with God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA News Update. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo's safety DeMar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest with a tight playoff schedule, and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game, suspended Monday, would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. The game was suspended in the first quarter when Hamlin suffered the cardiac arrest after making a tackle. The 24-year-old Hamlin remains in critical condition a day after the Bills said his heart stopped following the seemingly routine play. Hamlin tackled Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, who led with a shoulder, then briefly got up before collapsing. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge, and now the state is trying to find them so they can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you, Bill Martinez here. We've got Alex Newman with us, the award-winning international journalist, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, the senior editor of the New American Magazine, educator and author, and we're grateful to have him here with us. Happy New Year, Alex. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
So you got your New Year's resolutions all settled?
Yep, they're already broken, though. So.
Well, you know, I think the general rule is that, you know, you make your New Year's resolutions and, you know, you try to hold on to them for at least 20, 21 days because then they're pretty well settled. But it's a battle those first 21 days. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you may have to restart, but that's okay. But the blessing of the new year is that it gives us a chance to look back and also, you know, what we're projecting, you know, going forward in 2023. So, many of us are hopeful, I know as you are, in spite of what's happening around our world, but we need to take the warnings seriously, especially, you know, here you just got back from Egypt, and you're, you know, revealing to everybody. I mean, the UN has definitely come out of the closet and says, look at, you know, here's your new God, this new world religion, right?
Yeah, it truly is extraordinary, and there was almost total silence on this huge story from the fake media.
Mm-hmm.
But the UN came up. There were several huge stories. The first one was their agreement. Basically, the U.S. government and Western governments all pled guilty on behalf of their populations. No trial, no hearing, no opportunity to present evidence. They just pled guilty that every hurricane, every flood, every drought, everything anywhere on the planet is because of us driving SUVs and air conditioning our homes. So we're expected to pay potentially unlimited amounts of money in perpetuity for having allegedly caused these things. Again, no trial, no evidence, no nothing. But what I think is even more important is the emergence of this new one-world religious atrocity that they tried to foist on us. They actually came up with a new Ten Commandments. They did this bizarre climate repentance ceremony at the top of Mount Sinai. And in fact, the secular side of the UN and the religious components of the UN all wrapped their arms around this and said basically all the religions of the world essentially believe the same thing, that we need to protect Mother Earth. And they openly said we're ushering in a new system of ethics, a new system of morality, because the old ones just didn't work to take care of the planet.
In their humble opinion.
That's right.
Unbelievable. So, as you say, without any due process, you just get these people championing the cause there. Is, you know, Greta Thunberg going to be their new priestess or something?
You know, it's really funny. I think Greta Thunberg is starting to catch on to this stuff. She didn't come to this one. This is the first one that I've been to in years that she didn't show up to. And she put out a statement saying she wasn't coming because this was a fraud and these people are liars and cheats. And this is a place for the powerful to scratch each other's backs, and she didn't want anything to do with it. Plus, it was held in Egypt, which lives under kind of a totalitarian dictatorship that doesn't respect people's human rights. And so this shows you how much the UN loves people. They threw her right overboard, and they got a new Greta 2.0, if you will, who's apparently prettier and younger and willing to wear more skimpy outfits. And so presto, we all forgot about Greta now.
Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, that's the one thing you can always look forward to, is that nothing stays the same. And you look for, you know, the next iteration, no matter what it is. But again, you know, nothing new happens under the sun. You know, from time to time, you get these people who arrogantly think that they're better and they know more than God himself, and they come up with their own rules. I mean, it's amazing that here they use the pattern of religion and the Ten Commandments, and they present their own ten. I mean, how absurd. I mean, and as the Bible tells us, is that when man comes up with their own ideas, God laughs. I got to imagine it's hilarious in heaven right now.
Oh, I'm sure there's a giant laugh fest right now, and the audacity of this. It's incredible, Bill. I think divine appointment was able to score an exclusive interview with the ringleaders of this whole thing. I had a 40-minute sit-down interview with four of the key leaders who organized all of this. And as I'm talking to them, you know, I'm trying to remain very neutral, not give away my opinion. And so, you know, there's a lot of opposition from American evangelicals. I was like, yeah, those empty evangelicals. And one of the guys is the CEO of the Peace Department. We put this whole video online so people can see it. He was one of the four main organizers of all these religious festivities, this walk up Mount Sinai, the unveiling of the new Ten Commandments. He says, yeah, we got some bad publicity about coming up with a new Ten Commandments. So we're going to walk that back a little bit. It's just an addendum to the Ten Commandments, but we're also working on a third. I'm serious. We're working on a third covenant. And with the third covenant, we're going to be able to build a heaven on earth. I mean, the amount of blasphemy coming out of this guy's mouth, the audacity to imagine that you can add an addendum to the Ten Commandments that God delivered to humanity. It's just breathtaking. And the guy says it like it's no big deal.
Again, this is just fraught with evil because, you know, we've been warned that there would be interpretations. There would be those that would masquerade as righteous. And so here they are. They're coming out loud and clear. But, you know, this is this speaks of something much more, I think, much more ominous that we should be aware of, is that, you know, as Jonathan Cahn has written in his book, you know, the return of the gods. The gods are arising. I mean, and when we're talking about gods, we're not talking about, like Almighty God. We're talking about the gods of this world that want to control everything and replace God. And it's just hysterical how obvious it is. I mean, that they would use, you know, Mount Sinai, that the Ten Commandments. I mean, these things that people already have an understanding when it comes to, you know, religion and their faith. And, you know, these tenets are being hijacked.
Yeah, it's amazing. I actually came to the same conclusion as Jonathan Cahn did years ago. And when you dig into what the UN is doing here with this religious agenda, it becomes very, very obvious. You don't have to dig deep beneath the surface to see what's going on here. I can give you a whole bunch of examples. One of the leading religious people there, she's a lady who runs It's called Religions for Peace. It's one of these alliances that's bringing together self-styled religious leaders from all the religious groups of the world. And before taking her post there, she was working at the UN Population Fund. Their sole mission in life is to reduce the number of people on the planet. They do this by encouraging abortions, helping perpetrate abortions. They do it by showering contraception, brainwashing girls not to want families or husbands or children. Right. And of course, the very first
and sure. Let me interject here real quick though, Alex. In the midst of this, and people are not quite tying this into it, is this whole trans movement as well. Anything to interrupt the natural order and flow of reproduction that God has already established is being attacked. Right.
That's right. And again, this goes right back to the very first command that God gave mankind, be fruitful and multiply. So how ironic that you put somebody in charge of the one world religious movement whose mission in life prior to this was reducing the number of people on the planet. But when you look at who's funding these things, of course, you have the UN, you have the State Department, but you also have this whole constellation of weird foundations like the Fetzer Institute, founded by a disciple of Alice Bailey. And this is a name that comes up over and over and over again as you research this. She was a key theosophist, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. And a lot of these organizations that are funding this one world religious thing in partnership with the United Nations, are openly disciples of Alice Bailey. In fact, the Assistant Secretary General of the UN, who wrote the World Core Curriculum, which they want taught in every school on the planet, he said this curriculum was based on the teachings of Alice Bailey and this demon she was talking to. She called it an ascended master, the Tibetan teacher Jhuval Kul. So you really don't have to dig deep to find out that Jonathan Cahn is right on the money when he talks about these demonic entities that are openly coming out of the closet now.
Exactly. And this is why we need to be even more vigilant than ever. And, in the same manner that they train, bank tellers on, how to tell the legitimate from the illegitimate. It's not that they study the illegitimate. They study the legitimate in order to perceive and to be able to evaluate that which is fraudulent, right?
That's exactly right. Get your Bibles out, folks.
Exactly, because if you're not studying to show yourself approved, look at, we're just not... I believe that we're entering into an era, Alex, that we just cannot rely on what was yesterday and, maybe some spiritual protection that heretofore that we had. And it's not to say that God is, taking his hand off of us, although some might argue that that would be the case. It's just that this is a new era that we're running into, and the gods are returning, and they're coming back with a vengeance. We've got more from Alex Newman after this.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift, of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live. Without a doubt.
And of course, no matter what the opinion is, remember, facts trump opinion. And this is why the truth matters. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Alex Newman, the award-winning writer and also senior editor for the New American Magazine, continues. As we were just saying earlier, Alex, you know, what happened in Egypt at what it was titled COP27, the United Nations Conference of the Parties 27, you know, this whole religious nature of this UN conference was quite pervasive and, as you write, was embedded into practically everything. You know, giant posters reading, "Welcome to Egypt, the Dawn of Conscience," featuring the Egyptian sun god's symbol in the official COP27 logo. It greeted travelers arriving at the airport and on and on. I mean, this was, the opening announcement for the presentation of the new god of climate for all the world to bow its knee to, right?
Yep, and this, you know, this has been going on for a long time. It's just never been this out in the open. It's never been such a central part of the festivities. And, you know, I've seen this growing in significance over the years. About a decade ago, I was at one of these, and the head of the UN conference, the head of the UN, they call it the Framework Convention on Climate Change, a lot of the confusing names, the UNFCCC. And she opens up the conference and she says, "Well, we're going to start off with a prayer to the Mayan goddess of creativity and tapestries. Her name is Ixchel." So everybody bow your heads. We're going to say a prayer to Ixchel. So I, you know, whip out my computer. I'm not going to bow my head to some silly pagan god. And that turns out Ixchel is not just the goddess of creativity and tapestry. She's also the goddess of cannibalism and war and human sacrifice. So they're just doing this out in the open. Not too long after that, I was down in Rio de Janeiro for the UN Conference on Sustainable Development. And, of course, Rio de Janeiro's most famous and iconic landmark is the giant Christ the Redeemer statue on top of Mount Corcovado. And so they light that thing up with green, disgusting light in honor of sustainability. So the religious undertones have been there all along. But they've never been so bold as to say, all right, guys, now we're going to have a new Ten Commandments. We're going to have a new system of morality and ethics because the old one wasn't adequate. This is new, and I suspect we're going to see more and more of this in the years ahead.
See, these things, people need to understand, they don't happen circumstantially. I mean, there is a force, and I keep saying, I refer to this quite often, an appointed time. There was a reason that I believe God Almighty has allowed this to occur, and it's all coming to a crescendo. I mean, how many times have you been going to these, these climate meetings?
I've been going since I was fresh out of journalism school.
Oh,
I went
wow.
in 2009 to the first one, and my first one was in Copenhagen. That was the COP15, I believe, so that must have been 12, 13 years ago.
So you've seen the progression of this, I say deleterious, thought pattern, but now it's they're forming it into a religion.
Yep, and I've seen the evolution of this, too. When I went to the first one I went to in 2009 in Copenhagen, it was really playful. A lot of critics showed up. A lot of skeptical scientists showed up. Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma flew in and called a press conference. And he said, all right, you all can all go home. This thing is a fraud. We in Congress don't believe in this global warming hoax. You're not getting any money. So anybody who thought you're getting money, just go home. You're not. You had all these scientists coming and offering to debate and saying this thing is a hoax. But now it's like just iron-fisted rule. Nobody must disagree. There must be no questions about the science. I mean, it's the most authoritarian religious movement I've ever seen. And and I've seen the evolution in the rhetoric, too. You know, when I started going to these, it was still global warming. Then it became climate change. Then about 5 or 6 years ago, it became climate crisis. Then most recently, it was climate emergency. And at this one, I kid you not, Joe Biden said we were headed to climate hell. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, who, of course, is a longtime leader of the International Socialist Movement, said we're going to climate hell. But don't worry, if you repent of your climate sins and you surrender power and authority to the UN, we can avoid climate hell. I mean, this is the language they're using.
And this comes from Joe Biden, a Catholic, a practicing Catholic. I keep saying, because they always use the term, well, he's a practicing Catholic. I say, well, he needs more practice, but it just in my humble opinion. But still, and as we were talking about that, and now we've gone from, Senator declaring, forget it. We're not going to give you any money. Now we're giving them money. I mean, this is supported by American taxpayers, right?
Massive amounts of money. And if you look at the agreement that was signed at this thing by the U.S. government and by all the other governments, I encourage people to read the text of the agreement. I read through it. I did a big article about it. It just popped up at the website of the New American today. We did a cover story package and then several others breaking down the agreement. And in the text of the agreement, they say we need to start shifting $4 to $6 trillion per year from the developed world to the developing world, then another $4 to $6 trillion per year to totally transform the global economy. So, I mean, what they're talking about here is the total transformation of every element of your life, the replacement of our system of government, and, it's happening completely outside of the eye of the American people. Our media is totally missing in action, even though this was on the front page of virtually every major newspaper outside of the United States for weeks.
And you got Joe Biden endorsing this.
Yeah, Joe Biden showed up and gave a speech, right? And again, the media in America was just completely missing in action.
Unbelievable. And of course, this stuff, just like from the very beginning, it's a slow creep. But then before you know it, like that metaphor of the frog in boiling water, you're cooked. And this seems to be the case here, that we're almost in a situation of fait accompli, where the American people are being totally misrepresented here, and they're having little say about it, as you presented and what you observed here at this conference.
Yep, and I think the reason why they're hiding this from Americans is because they know that if Americans get wind of what's happening there, the whole thing will stop immediately. And Trump really did throw a monkey wrench into it. I can't tell you the craziness that we saw when Trump pulled out of this thing. I mean, the whole conference basically became let's bash Trump and let's bash Americans and let's bash Republicans. And but now, they figured, hey, let's get back in quietly. Let's shovel billions of dollars in quietly. Let's sign these agreements, signing the American people up quietly, because if they realize, hey, Republicans are technically in control of Congress again, they could, if they had the political backbone, say not one more penny for this fraud. And that's what Americans would demand if they knew what was happening.
Well, what happened to separation of church and state?
Yeah, that only applies, see, when we're talking about the Bible or the Ten Commandments, the real Ten Commandments,
yes,
for
right.
Christianity. Yep, if it's paganism, if it's godlessness, if it's any other kind of false religion, then you're totally good. And again, this stuff is being funded by the State Department. I mentioned this in the last segment. I can't emphasize it enough. The U.S. State Department is funding this move toward a one-world religion. They're some of the biggest funders of the Religions for Peace, which is one of the UN-backed organizations leading this movement. The UN is funding it, which, is happening with our taxpayer dollars. And they tell you what they're doing, right? Even back in Agenda 21, in Chapter 36, they say education is going to bring about this transformation, and it has to include spirituality. They say this right in the chapter on education. This was in 1992 that George H.W. Bush signed us up for.
Wow. Amazing. And here it is. It is amongst us. And if there is no, what's the escape hatch here, Alex?
Well, I think for the American people, we need to be discerning what's happening here. First of all, we need to be informed. And I think what you pointed out in the first segment is so critical to understand. If you're not reading your Bible, if you're not regularly in prayer, you're going to be deceived by some element of this. And so it is critical that Americans go back to God's Word, go back to studying, because what we're witnessing here is a deception of cosmic proportion. And this is outright evil that we're dealing with. I mean, there's no other way to put it. This just comes straight out of the pit of hell. And they're going for your children.
So. Yeah. Well, clearly, I mean, that's what's been going on, whether we're talking the educational system. We see what's happening, in the churches. Of course, these types are excited to see, how the church's influence has been diminishing, especially amongst young kids. And part of the contribution that is having its ill effect is social media. Are these channels that, as you say, this stuff is so pervasive. And it's just kind of a constant hum that conditions, particularly the young kids that are so attracted to social media. And it's all very subtle right now, except for something like this. And I mean, if this doesn't wake you up to realize that, it's much more pervasive and evil than you even realized before.
Yep, that's right. And again, I encourage people to go read my article on this, because one of the things that I did was dig into the funding for all of this. And you really don't have to look far before you realize that these are organizations that are openly involved in the occult. They're openly promoting this Christless new age. I mean, this is quite literally satanic. And again, you don't have to dig far. The fake media won't do it for you. But through some of the connections there, people can see some of the individuals involved. You can see what they were saying. And it's critical that people understand this.
Gosh, Alex, you're talking, the projected devastation, human carnage that goes along with this one world government and this one world religion, because that's what happens, right? Because it's all about sustainability, and they've determined themselves that there's no way that the planet can handle, what are we up to, 8 billion people now?
Yep, headed for a cliff with a population collapse, as Elon Musk has been pointing out, so...
This is all very dangerous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Alex, remind everybody where they can go to connect with you and to read your latest articles. This is critical.
Thank you. So my new articles on this are up at thenewamerican.com. That's the website for the New American Magazine. My personal site is libertysentinel.org, and I'm on all the social media. People can follow me there. Thanks again, Bill. I really appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Alex. Happy New Year, buddy. Take care.
Happy New Year.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Anytime.